Hello, good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I am very thrilled and excited to preach for my family today. And I hope I can share something like a message that encourages you and uplift your spirits and to live a wonderful life and make the most of our days. Amen. Pastor Vin's not here. He's attending he's somewhere. Don't worry about it. So I'm really happy and honored to be preaching for everyone. I just want to share, something that this message is more for myself too, and I hope it to encourage me and encourage everybody else. I'm wearing green. What's tomorrow? Oh, St. Patrick's Day. I just thought it'd be cool to wear green, even though it's not the day. But something interesting about Mr. St. Patrick, I don't know what you call him. Saint's just a title thing. But he was a Sabbath keeper. Did you know that? Yeah, he was. He kept the Sabbath, and he was really on fire for God at, where's this place? Ireland, right? Yes, Ireland, over there in the green. And so that's just something interesting fact to know. But that's tomorrow. And today, that's the message. We're going to talk about, that's the message title, it's called Today. Very simple, see? Look at that, it's Today. Cool, huh? I'm going to ask for a few favors. One, just like Hung asked, if we could all turn off our electronic devices, please. Like everybody, young, old, anybody. Because, just give this time for God and just hear His word. So if you please do one favor, is to turn off electronic device. It's bothersome. Like, you're in a crowd and then somebody gets up and walk around or to the back. That just throws you off of the message. So please turn it off. Not even vibrate. You might want to be curious and check your text or whatever. So, yeah, just turn it off just for a few minutes and then get back to your games later or your texting later. Have this time on Sabbath day with God. And two, I ask you to pray for me, please. Pray for, just simply put, ask God to put His word in my mouth, and I'm able to share something that's on this message. So those are the tasks I ask. And third, just listen on the concept and see how it could apply to your situation, your life. Okay? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today. You've woken us up. You've given us an opportunity to hear your words and make a decision for you. We thank you and we ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us and the church and dwell in each of our hearts so that we are able to hear what you have to say for us. In your name we pray. Amen. So the message title is called Today. Simple. People ask me what it was and I said it's today and they're like, what is it about? It's about today. Same thing. So lately, basically, I've been reading a lot of leadership and success books. And there's a quote that stuck with me. And it says, the enemy of success is procrastination. So the enemy of success is what, everyone? Yeah. So the enemy of your success in school, success in wherever, is procrastination. And that's true, right? That's really true. And you could control that. But we tend to procrastinate. And there's that other quote where carpe diem, right? What does that mean? Seize the day. Make the most of the day. And you have two conflicting ideas. You have procrastination. And I want to seize the day, but I'm tired and I don't want to do it. Or I'll lay it off. So I'm hoping my message encourages you to seize the day today and every day. And the more years pass by, I realize how much I need to balance my time. I don't know, you folks notice that too, right? When you get to a certain age, like high school and stuff, like, yeah, you just got school and stuff. But then when you get older, you have responsibility, to do this and that. And all of us have exactly 24 hours. No more, no less, right? Whether you're doing work, your school, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a kid, you have the same amount of time, right? 24 hours. And we need to determine how to split that pie. Let's see. I like participation. Name some things that you need to do and require your time during that 24 hours. Is there something that requires time? David? Studying the Bible. Okay, that requires time. Okay, so you need to split that pie. Praising God. Yes. Homework. That takes a lot of time, right? And what else takes time? Working, sleeping. Sleeping takes a lot of time, which is good, you know? Okay, anything else? Yeah, I know, right? Simple things. Shower. See, so what I'm trying to say is you have 24 hours, but then you're so squeezed into different segments that you're like, oh, how do I have time for this? You have school, you have to study, and then you have to do homework. Or if you go to work, that takes most of your day. And then family time, that's important. Study, church, you know, prepping for church and church time, personal time, and of course time for God. So I'm so glad about, you know, God made a day for us to rest. Amen? On this Sabbath day, we're able to rest. Like, oh, it's a lot of, you know, relief. And let's see, I'll break it down. Let's say school and work. And a lot of time we try to, like, get ahead and we try to work on different projects and take a lot of time. I'm self-employed, so I tend to do beyond what I'm required, and I take a lot of time of it. And I realize that I need to discipline myself and learn self-control. Same thing with work and same thing with homework. I know some of you love studying. You guys study for 4 hours, no break. Cut it off. You know, if you study for, just give your time to stop. Like, that's stop. Don't do it no more. And spend time on different things. My point today is, how do you apply and put God in your day? You get it? In your work, in your school, in your home life. How do you have God in your day? Family time is important. I learned something from a friend. She say during family time, it's so important because, you know, you pretty much work all day and you barely have an evening. So family time is important. And she said, I'm doing it for myself. During family time, I put away my cell phone. No work, nobody call. Like, I don't care about it. I just turn it on silent. Don't bother. That's a good thing, right? Because this is important. And if you notice, I don't really stay at church as late as usual, or I don't have Bible study evening here, is because my dad, he told me that, you know, son, well, he didn't say it like that, you know, Vietnamese, gong, like that. That's how he would say it. He say, okay, Saturday, you're the whole day at church. On the weekdays, you work all day, and evening, on the weekday evening, sometimes I have Bible study. So pretty much they don't have time with me. And my dad say, it's really important, you need to at least eat dinner with us, you know? And I've rescheduled my time so that I could eat dinner with them. And that's true. I don't spend a lot of time with my family. That's the truth. And that's why I'm trying to share, okay, seize the day, make the most of your time with different people at different days. There's an elder I speak to. He has this rule. Anything that's not really important, no Sundays for him. In other words, Sunday is his family day. If you ask him to do this or help out there, he's like, if it's really important, he'll stop and take the Sunday off for that thing. But otherwise, his Sundays are family day. That's a good rule. Church is also important. We have prep time. For those who do Bible study, it takes a lot, right, to prepare a message or prepare the study. And those who cook food, I thank you, the ladies, women's ministry. That takes a lot of time. That takes your time on a Friday to get the food cooking and everything, and planning church services. Friends, as well, catching up with social times, with hanging out with your friends. So there's all these balance you need to do, as well as personal time. That's important. Exercise, reading, and relaxing, and working your talents, and enjoying your hobby. But those are all in one day, or the whole week, want to make the most time. Now, that was just a warm-up to my real message, what I'm trying to do. The message I'm trying to share is, how do we deal with the sins in our lives and the issues today? the issues, the sins in our life. You know, the more I learn about God's character, the more I realize how good He is. Amen? He's so patient. Like, He gives us another day, another chance. We fail, He gives us... He's so merciful and graceful and forgiving. And the Bible says that, you know, the day of judgment, when we confess of our sins, He blots it out and remember it no more. Amen? A lot of people, you know, they'll remember what you did. They'll bring back your past. But God, in His word, He says, I won't remember it anymore. Amen? Today is a new day. Yesterday is yesterday, and He doesn't remember it. And He don't want to if we confess our sins. And today, I believe He continues to give us the same opportunity and another chance to improve our character. Another day to be more Christ-like in our deeds, our thoughts, our action, and what we do. Let's go to Lamentation 3. Let's go there for, if you have your Bible, please. Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3. When you get there, can you say amen? It's hot in this place. Or, I don't know, up here it's hot. Okay, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. Lamentation 3, 22 to 25. And it says, through the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because his compassions faileth not. They are new when? Every morning. So can we say His mercies are new every day? Yeah? Every day. His mercies are new. And great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. So the Bible says His mercies renewed every day. And let me ask you a question. Did you fall short on God's, you know, like, I guess you could say, you know what you should have done, but you didn't do it this week, last week, a month ago? You ever felt like you've sinned too far at times? I certainly do. I don't know about you guys. Even if you felt like you're far away from God, God says today, you know, He can give us a renewal of ourselves. I know a lot of people will remember what you did in the past and they hold it against you. But I'm glad God doesn't deal us with like how human does. Amen? God is so different. Like, we can't... A lot of people will bring up your past. And that's what Satan does. Satan brings up your past, and he tells you what you've done, and he just only wants to bring you down. But God provides hope for the future and lift us up. Amen? He gives us something like, no, I know what you did, but you have potential. You have potential where you want to be and where He wants to take you to be. And in Psalms 118, verse 24, is the song that we usually sing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why are we glad in it? Because God's mercy is renewed every day. And so He asks us to get ourselves back up. Forget what happened in the other day. Let's make a new day. Amen? Today is a new day. Ow. Today is a day that we learn from our past and make the most of our day to become better and become like Jesus. In 1 John 1:9, we all know that verse. What does it say, church? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's very simple. His mercies renew. We've sinned, yes. But today, He says, if we confess our sin, He is just and faithful to forgive us. Well, today you're here at church. And yesterday is old news. And last week is irrelevant. Last month is forgiven. Last year is ancient history. But today is a new day, amen? A different day, a different you, a different person. Leave your past in the past. Today, God forgives you. And today, Give glory to him and confess your sin for him, and he will pardon. And today, worship him who is God. Amen, friends? I know we feel like a lot of tiring at times. We try and try, and then we just feel like we can't accomplish this. God doesn't ask you to go from this step to that step right away. He takes you step by step and slowly. And God's asking just one day at a time. And that's why my message is called today. Because today we can choose to serve him. Today we can restart over and recreate ourselves. And today we can reprioritize ourselves and restart our journey with him again. Amen. There's a verse, there's a quote according to Dennis Waitley. It says, listen up here. It says, there are 2 days in a week, in every week, about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we perform. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone. Now, the other day we should not worry about is tomorrow, with its possibility of adversaries, its burdens, its large promise, its poor performance. Tomorrow is beyond our control immediately. Tomorrow's sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mass of clouds, but it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is as yet unborn. This leaves only one day, today. That's from a poem or something. I don't know these poets, but I like it, right? Let's deal with today, amen? Let's not worry too much about tomorrow. There's a lot of things you have to do. There's a lot of stuff you need to do. Let's deal with you and God today. Amen? What you did yesterday, what you did in the last week, yeah, we fall short, or something happened, I don't know, that you just feel you're not right with God. God says, let's deal with that today. Amen? It's the issues that, you know, let's make today that where you're right with God and you reconcile with him. Deal with the issue today. Don't hold off tomorrow. Don't hold off, oh, I'll do it next time, or I won't give this up or that up. Let's do it today. Hey, what do you say? Amen? Amen. So with that, in every day that we do in our work, is Jesus part of your work day? You have a load of things you need to study, finals coming up, midterms, you know, like all these things. Ask God, are you asking God, God, help me out today. There's a lot to do. You know, there's I don't know which preacher said this, but either it's Martin Luther, where he knows when he has a huge day ahead of him, that's when he pray even longer. You know what I'm saying? That's weird to us, but that's how he works, and that's how God works sometimes. We have a lot of things we need to get done, and Martin Luther said, well, I'm going to take, instead of, usually he would maybe pray for 1 hour, you pray like 2 hours for all that work, you know, to get ahead of them. So is God part of your day? God part of your work, your school? Maybe at class you don't understand something? Are you asking God to carry out? Don't just pray for him in the morning, but throughout the day. And I would think this is how God is thinking, okay? God says, he looks at you today, and he says, today's a new day. My child, my son, my daughter. He wants to work in your life. So he says, this is how I have an imagination, like a movie in my head all the time. Like, oh, God's looking at you. He's like, oh, yes, today's a new day. We're going to work on this thing. See, God says, today he hopes that you'll give him a chance. And he says, today, maybe today, you know, Jimmy's going to give up that habit, you know, or Tom is going to give up that certain bad destructive habit, or Larry, and God's thinking, oh, today he's going to put down that beer bottle. Today,
Maybe she's going to stop inhaling that cigarette. Maybe today he or she is going to stop using that drug. And I believe that's how God looks at you. He's hoping. He's like, oh, this is a new day. I could give him or her an opportunity and the power to stop. Amen? And God's looking at you. Maybe he or she will stop going through that website. Maybe he or she will stop cursing or lying or whatever it is. So God also hopes. If we hope of a good day, God also hopes for you as a good day. What do you say, church? Amen? See, today, God might be thinking he or she's going to choose to live out that conviction that's been on their heart. You know? If some people just, they understand the health message, but they really want to eat those, you know, unclean stuff, God's like, oh, that's not good for their body. It's not good for them. God's saying, maybe today they're going to eat vegetables, amen? Maybe today they're going to eat veggie hamburgers or something. You know, let's say you want to eat meat. That's fine. Eat the clean meat, you know? But God's just hoping that he's working in your life. For those who hasn't made Jesus part of their day or the Lord of their life, God hopes that today, even very today, this Sabbath day, that you choose him. You might change your heart and choose him in your life. And today, God is waiting for you to talk with him and go to him in prayer. How I look at church, how I think of Sabbath is, you know, when you meet a friend, they always meet you. Let's say, hey, we're going to hang out weekly on this day. Okay, at this time, you're going to be there. Yeah, okay, for sure. So when I come to church, it's kind of like God's been here. He's just waiting for me to come, you know, and I get to spend time with him. I mean, I'll talk to everybody, like eat and have fun with you guys. But, you know, spiritually, that's how I look at it. And those who have not chosen God, and let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's one of my other favorite verse. It's a promise. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. When you get there, and you let me know by saying amen. Amen. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So, this is the promise God say if we choose him today. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I like to word add today on that. All things have become new today. So God is willing to change and cleanse us today. It's a new you. That's what the Bible promised right there. You're not the same person last week. You're not the same person last month because God is working in your life. God wants to continue where he wants you to become, the person he wants you to be. Back then, you know John, right, of course? Well, I hang out with him, obviously, a lot, and he has a struggle with cursing. I mean, you might not hear that at church, of course. We're all good people at church, you know. But when we hang out, I'm not saying bad thing about him. He's cool now. But, you know, I'm guilty too. I used to say some things that I'm like, hey, that's not really a good word to say. I really thought about my words. They're dirty, dirty words, you know? But no, it's not that bad. Now, John had more dirty words than me, but my friends got way dirty words, you know? And so what I'm saying is the verse we just read, we are a new creation, and John's not the same as he was 5 years ago. I'm not the same. And with God, I'm promising you won't be the same. Amen? And right now, you could ask John. He talks clean. Me too. I talk clean, you know? And when I hear certain words, it just bothers me. And you know, maybe your trouble is not cursing. Maybe your trouble is something else. Maybe it's fake lies. Or maybe it's gossip or something. God says, you know, today, how can we work on that issue? Amen? To become better. And that's what I wanted to share. that today we have all those things, that we can let go of our past, our pain, and our hurts, and give it to Him. And we got to stop trying to do our own ways. I know it's really tough for certain things you can't, kind of like, it's like a video playing your mind over and over. And those things are tough to let go. And God's wanting to work. When you fill with other things instead of that, He will eventually erase those things. Amen? And I know it's really tough, like, for some people who can't give up a habit or something, try one day at a time. Cut it out slowly. And eventually, you don't even think about it no more. And the other verse I like to go to is Revelation 3:20. You don't have to go there. I'll read it for you. But it says that, Behold, I stand at the door and knock today. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Christ says He's standing at the door of your hearts. He's knocking. And it's up to you to let Him in. He's not going to force His way into your life. But a lot of time I use this illustration. Christ is knocking at the door. But we have things in the way. You know, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's lying, maybe it's gossip, I don't know. And God's asking us to remove those things out of the way so that you could get to the door. He's knocking on the door of your hearts. Choose Him today. Pastor Vin, he's gone to, I believe, Seattle for this weekend for a funeral. And in the past 2 years, this is the most time I've seen funerals in my life. Like, I never attended this much for the last 2 years. And you realize, you see that you never know if you might be here tomorrow or your loved one, because things could happen. I remember the first time John shared the gospel with me, he tells me, Vong, what if tomorrow a plane crashed into your house? I'm like, that's not going to happen, you know? Like, what's the chances of a plane happening? He's like, no. I'm serious, it could. I mean, it could, right? A plane happens. Have you made God your, you know, are you right with God? You know, what if something happened? Now, okay, a plane might not crash your house. But think about the times you're on the freeway. You could have been an accident. You know, maybe there could have been collision, but out of God's mercy, He protected you because He wanted you to have a more opportunity to choose Him. And so I'm asking, choose God today. Choose God today wherever you are. So with these funeral, times go by fast and you got to make the most of the time. Carpe diem. What do we call the things that has already happened? What's that called? Things that happened in the past. Today we call it present, and later future. Past, present, future. There's a quote I really like. There's a reason why we call today present. It says, here's the quote. The clock is running. Make the most of today. Time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it present. Isn't that cool? Today's a gift, right? Today's a gift. That's why we call it a present. Today's a gift. We call it a present. And God is awesome. I love that, right? Think about it. Why we call it present? It's the same word we use. If you write it, is it spelled the same way? I'm not grammarly, you know, like, I just say it. I can't type it correctly. But anyways, it's the same word we use, present, right? And so today, make the most of the present. You're given a gift. You could have slept and not wake up. So make the most of not just today in the Sabbath, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. Each day, ask God, today's a gift, God. You've given me this day. What can I do to glorify your name? Amen? Today you've given me, you know, let's say it's Tuesday, you've given me a chance to talk to my classmates or coworker. Is there anything I could do? Or today, it's so many trouble. I don't know what to do. There's so many things I need to get done. Lord, would you help me have wisdom? Would you help me to balance out and my schedule so that I could reprioritize? Maybe you want to get closer to your family. You go, God, this week is going to be crazy finals week. Just help me at least one time or two to help and talk with my family. So today, I keep saying today because you remember the message title. You have the opportunity to improve yourself, improve yesterday, improve your skills, your personality, your talents. Today you can be either be destructive or constructive. You could make it a positive day or a negative day. So please, today, make it a wonderful day. Be kind to your spouse. Be kind to your children. Spend time with each other. Be kind to your sisters and brothers. You know, those families. And spend time with your loved one. And especially spend time with God. Amen. Ask yourself, how can you put God into today? Finally, our closing verse, Hebrews 3:12-15. Let's go there. Hebrews 3:12-15. So today is called what? A present? Yeah, a gift. Awesome. Okay, Hebrews 3:12-15. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So beware that you might depart from God. But exhort one another, how often? According to the verse? Daily, while it's still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it said, what did it say, everyone? Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as the rebellion. Today, if you hear God's voice, today, if God's been calling you, hey, give me another chance. Let's get back up. Let's make right with, you know, wherever you're at. Today, God's trying to get you this on track of where he wants you to be. And today is another day. Amen. Today is another chance. Tomorrow, we don't know. But every day should be a new day. And God's calling you. Is there something you're not surrendering to God? Is there something that's keeping you back? Is there something that's holding you from experiencing God? God's asking you, let that go today. And for my appeal, I ask, I don't know if there's something, but God's asking to give it up. Is there something in our life? God's asking to remove it today. Is there something that you want to decide today you're going to change? A habit, a character. Maybe sleep earlier. Maybe eat healthier. Maybe wake up earlier. Maybe, I don't know. God's trying to improve you to be the best you can be. And you are uniquely made individually. I mean, just look at your thumb. No one has the same thumbprint as you. Did you know that? Because if they did, we have some trouble with Social Security and stuff. But God made you really special. You individually have your own thumbprint. And that's how unique you are. But he wants to take you to another level. He wants to take you further and grow your character and grow who you want to be. And so is there something today you want to surrender? If there is, would you all stand with me? I stand for myself. I have certain things I need to let go. Certain things I know it's not good. I know I need to change that habit. And I hope there's something today that you want to change too. So let us pray. Father God, we hear your voice today. And Lord, help us not to harden our heart. Help us not to be prideful and just surrender that one certain particular thing that is hindering us from you. Lord, you want to show us more light. You want to show us more truth. You want to take us further, but you can't do that if we don't live up to the light that we already know. you've given us so much truth and knowledge so far, and we know what we need to do right, but we don't at times. Lord, forgive us and help us today and every day to have a new day, a gift that you've given us, an opportunity to live out your word and live out your convictions. Lord, we thank you that you hear our burdens. You feel our pain. You feel the emotions that we have. And I know, Lord, that you have the power to change and take those ugliness away, Lord, and improve us. So give us a new day with you today, and may we reconcile with you in everything. Thank you, Father. In your name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.